Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whenever it is you might be listening to this. It'll probably be good evening since I got a little busy today, so you're getting it a little later in the day. Hope you haven't come to expect it every Wednesday on a Wednesday morning. But anyway, it's another one of those wonderful summer days where we're not too hot or not too cold and everything seems to be going well. It's good to be home. It's good to be here with all of you and listen to you moan and groan and carry on about how life is so wonderful and yet so terrible. Wait a minute, none of you do that, so I guess I'm getting a break. I'm going to read to you today again from the Gospel of Matthew, and Jesus is traveling around, is getting close to his time to be crucified, and he's still trying to give the disciples lessons. And every time the disciples think they've got the lessons figured out, Jesus manages to make them think a little bit more about it. And the other thing Jesus does is Jesus tries to give them lessons about what to do in the world. And that just because this is good for one thing, it doesn't necessarily mean the same answer applies to something else. So hear now the words of our blessed Savior as they're given to us in the Gospel of Matthew. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume. Which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. Well, when the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured the perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in her memory." And Jesus is always telling them, we got to collect money and give to the poor. We got to do this and take care of the poor. And now he says, hey, look, I'm about to die and she's just getting me ready to die. So don't pick on her. And don't tell me that she needed to change that money, change that into money and give it to the poor. Jesus is being very clear here that we need to always take care of the poor. We need to reach out to those who need to know Jesus. But we also have to prepare ourselves for what's going to happen and happen next. We don't know what's going to happen next. We have no idea. We know that our faith is here and is there, and I just woke up from a nap, so don't mind my yawning while I'm talking. But we do know that we're going to have challenges in life, and sometimes those challenges are going to take away from what others would say should be our faith, okay? Sometimes they're going to distract us, not necessarily distract us, because that's a poor word. Because when we get challenges in life, we do one of two things. We either start praying about it, which is always a good thing, and then we wait. We wait for God to tell us what's going to happen. Sometimes God tells us right away. Oftentimes, it's whenever the time is right. But we are to take care of the poor. We are to take care of those who are in need of Jesus, but we're also to take care of ourselves. And this is all Jesus is doing. He says, hey, look, I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to die here very shortly. And this woman is simply doing what they would do with me after I died. I'm getting it before I die. And so we get all caught up and hung up on what's right and what's wrong and when do we go here and when do we go there. We don't know. We don't know when. And why do we need to know when? But we do need to know that sometimes we have to step back and say, hey, look, I've given all I got, and I need to give to myself. God says we got to take care of ourselves. We can't go out and continue to do, and not reflect upon it, challenge ourselves to pray about it. It's fine to be an active Christian and out preach the Bible and convert people and pray for people and walk with people and anoint people and collect money and give it to the poor. All very important. But we also need to take care of ourselves, to prepare ourselves for the next day, for the next week, for the next month. Prepare ourselves in such a way that we get stronger in our faith. Jesus is saying, I'm going to die. I'm not going to die tonight. I'm not going to die tomorrow morning, but I'm going to die. And this woman is telling me I need to be prepared to die. And she's right. And this is the lesson for all of you, that we can't get so focused on doing the conversions that we lose sight of who we are, because that's Satan's tool to make us tired, confused, frustrated, angry, all those things, because we're working so hard to convert people, to help people, to walk with people, to advise people, to cry with people. But we need to take time for ourselves. We need to take time to prepare ourselves for the next day, for the next week, for the next month. We need to prepare ourselves to be able to go out with fresh eyes and open heart and open brain, to reach out to others, to touch others in special ways, to look and understand what they're going through, to comprehend where we can be helpful and where we can't. Those are the things that Jesus is trying to tell his disciples. Don't get so caught up in doing good, because that's a good thing, but it can turn you into something else because you lose sight of your entire mission. You are part of that mission, and you need to take care of yourselves. You need to have quiet time. You need to have prayer time. You need to have Bible study time. You need to have time that allows you to re-energize. You need to sleep. You need to eat properly. You need to not run yourself down because you're having something that other people can't have. You're there to serve, and you're there to try to fix their problems, and you're there to try to bring them to Christ. But you also have to maintain your love of Jesus. You need to understand that some downtime is important. I look at church volunteers, and some of them are great and some of them are wonderful. All of them are. But some of them go way overboard. They're there every day. They're doing something every day. And before too long, we begin to notice that they're getting a bit burnt out, that they're not the same as they were before. They sing their songs not as loud. They seem to be more concerned and tired. They seem to be lost in the wilderness. And that's because we get our focus too focused in the wrong area. Our focus is on Jesus. And because of that focus, we can focus on other people's needs. But when we spend so much time focusing on other people's needs, we lose our focus on Jesus. So remember, your journey is one with two barrels on a two-barrel shotgun. One is for walking with people to help them find Jesus and to take care of them. And the other is to love Jesus and spend time with Jesus, time and energy. Remember that. It's not all about how good I am and how much I've done and look at all the differences I've made. It's also about, when was the last time I talked to Jesus? When was the last time I read my Bible? When was the last time I prayed? When was the last time I got down on my knees and just waited for God to lead me? Think of those times. Use those times. Be good. Let us pray. Oh Lord, We thank you so much for each new day and all the blessings that come from us. Help us, Lord, to understand that as well as serving you and working with people and walking with people and taking care of people, we also need to take care of ourselves. Help us to remember to take some time each and every day to pray, to read, to just contemplate the love of Jesus that flows through us. Help us be re-energized so that we can too go out into the world and make a difference. Lord, take away Satan so that he doesn't tempt us to go overboard and to start losing our faith. And all this we ask in the name of your Son, our Lord, who when he prayed taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the pastor, and the, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Though you should never look down at your notes while you're praying, okay? You tend to pick up a word or two that maybe shouldn't have got picked up. Anyway, there was the friendly usher at the country church, greeted an elderly woman, visitor at the door, and helped her up the steps and asked, Where would you like to sit? Well, the front row, please. You really don't want to do that, the usher said. The pastor is really boring. Do you happen to know who I am? The woman inquired. No, he said. I happen to be the pastor's mother, she replied indignantly. He said, Do you know who I am? He asked. No, she said. Good, he answered. Yeah, that's true. A woman approached the minister after the sermon and thanked him for his discourse. I found it so helpful, she said. Well, the minister replied, I hope it will not prove as helpful as the last sermon you heard me preach. Well, why? What do you mean? Asked the astonished woman. Well, the minister said, That sermon lasted for 3 months. Do we know anybody like that? Amen and amen.